my people, they pray to the day. Baptized in the morning.
Baptized in the morning.
But my baby precedes religion.
Welcome back to Shivers Weekly. I'm Taylor Kelsaw.
And I'm co-host Michael McCallum.
You are the co-host with the most, my friend.
I'm going to get a shirt with that on.
Yeah, I wish you would. And then Showbiz Weekly in the back.
Yeah.
And a big photo of yourself.
Yeah. You should have one that says, I'm extra credit.
Extra credit.
That's Harper Philbin who's in studio with us. I love that line. Can you tell he's a writer? Wordsmith and L, just nonstop. I love it. You know, we've been talking a little bit off air about the things that are happening politically and how they associate with reality. And one of the things that has happened, of course, was I think that you're listening, Putin, you need to hack Netflix and see if Donald Trump is watching House of Cards, because I think he is. He's emulating everything there that's not good and proper. But anyway, speaking of which, Lucky J season 2 premiered just 10 days after the election of our last presidential election, I should say. And one of the things that, of course, stunned everybody was the reaction of what happened, because no one could believe that with all of the media that's out there and all of the things that we have criticized and put people like Wiener and other people in their place about, this person just sailed right through, reached an underclass of American citizens who basically had never voted in their life before, and changed political history forever. Will it come back? We have to work on that. But the fact is that happened. And that exasperated reactions and emotions. You told me something off the air, and I'd love for you to share how the reaction of Lucky J 10 days after.
Well, yeah, you know, season one is really about sort of more hijinks, college hijinks, and this carousing professor, and it's
virile, charismatic.
Yes, there, that's stars Michael McCallum.
The character you wrote was.
And season two was a little more political because he was an older professor and he's not hounding girls or just getting into trouble. But he's just thinking back on his career, and he gets this new conservative college president. And everyone always says, you know, college professors are liberals. So I thought I'd have me and my co-writer, John Dufresne, would have fun with that. And we would, you know, let them have a little sparring on some of these issues. All in good fun. Yeah, you know, just poking fun. A couple partied, you know, you know, the president makes jokes about him being liberal in this, that way, and he makes jokes about his conservative. Well, when it premiered, it was 10 days after the election, and the audience respond. I mean, I think the audience was stunned, first of all. Yeah. Not at Lucky J, but just in general. They were still
just
going, how did that
numb
happen?
Feeling, right?
Punch drunk.
You know, I was not thinking this is how it would come out. So anytime there was a political joke in there, you know, you can hear a rumble through the room or a groan or just dead silence.
And murmur.
And a lot of them in the after party were saying, wow, you really made some great points and statements in there. And I was, you know, had to tell them. I wrote it over a year ago. I had no idea of the outcome of the election or that it would somehow be that relevant to the political climate we have today. So that was,
well, you know, what's interesting about that, because I've heard of this a lot is going on, not only with things like House of Cards and of course what has happened with Lucky J, but there's been a similarly thing happening with other shows that have been touching upon political situations like Scandal even.
Yeah.
And it's just gone. One of the things that scared me the most is the person that the character in Scandal is a real person. She's a real attorney in Washington, D.C. Well, the actress who plays her, Kerry Washington, was in a political function with a bunch of senators and congressmen. She's like, you know, how close is that? And he's like, you know, you guys are almost really there.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what? Because what goes on that show, it's scary.
They're just not as good looking.
Yeah.
That's the
true.
I mean, anytime you have like films that are satires that become, oh my gosh, this is almost true today. Like there's a film, Wag the Dog, which it's like it all came true.
Yeah.
Or Network, I'm Mad as Hell and I'm Not Going to Take It Anymore.
Exactly.
It seems like it all came true. That, you know, hopefully Dr. Strangelove doesn't come true. That's a satire.
Fail safe.
but you know, that's what happens is you start to write like this black version of where things could spin, and then they do, you know, and then people go, that's not, You know, I remember when I did a short film with you a few years ago, I had everybody on the, I said, let's make this crazy. We'll have everyone on the street, everyone everywhere on a cell phone. Like it'll be like a weird planet we're on.
Yeah.
And then about 6 months later, that was reality.
Yeah.
For the listeners out there, he's not only a director and a writer, he's a mystic.
Yeah, a visionary.
He's a truth seer.
Oh my, that's scary. That's really scary.
It is.
Lucky J has been the recipient of so many awards. The Indie Fest, winner of the 5th annual Eclipse Awards, of course. We've got, what is that award achievement for the, I'm so old I can't read all these. GIF, Global Independent Gold Medal, Best Series, Lucky J, the SWF Official Selection.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, a couple of great ones in there. We won for Best Screenplay for Season 1 with the Miami Web Fest, and we won for Best Screenplay for Season 2. So that's pretty good that your second season can be as strong as your first season.
Absolutely.
It got into a festival in Sicily, as in south of Italy. That
absolutely,
island.
Yes. I went closest to Africa, people.
But we have to take a break.
That's the geography lesson here on Showbiz Weekly. We'll be quizzing you after the commercial break.
We saw The Godfather last night.
Coming into the light darkness, that war shadow never but nonsense. Said I was born of a light darkness, and I love it till the bittersweet.